be writing to you after so many years' silence and also under such conditions. But after receiving a letter from you, it's with pleasure that I take this early opportunity of replying to you. I'm at present seated in my headquarters, which in reality is a cubicle cave dug into the ground about 8 feet deep with some strips of galvanized iron and earth on top as a protection against bombs, shrapnel and stray bullets. But I'm beginning to doubt the stability of it, as occasionally at night I hear suspicious little noises as of bullets striking the opposite wall. Well, we've been here now about 11 weeks and have pushed well into enemy territory. Strict censorship forbids me explaining to you in detail the plans or positions of troops, but probably you would get a splendid idea from our own paper. The landing of our troops, you no doubt have read, as full accounts have appeared in all the papers. I happened to be in the first boat that reached the shore. And being in the bow at the time, I was the first man to get ashore. I was one of the covering party who'd been chosen to go ahead, and as our boat sneaked on in the early morning light, many of us wondered who would be the first to go. It's a peculiar experience and one of extreme suspense to be crouched down in a small boat, making towards a hostile shore, not knowing the size of the force opposed to you, neither being able to use your rifles owing to the danger of shooting your own men, and then to suddenly come under heavy machine gun and rifle fire. Many poor chaps were killed, and the boats and the deeds that were done in rescue work were beyond mention. Also, the heroic advance of our fellows and the meeting with and subsequent counterattack by their main body and the solid resistance of our 3rd Brigade are now matters of history. I was promoted to captain on April the 25th and am now in command of a company of about 250. I'm sorry we're limited to 2 pages, Fred, but you can see what it means. I have to censor all my company letters 3 times a week. They, in their turn, are censored by the adjutant. Write again as soon as you can. Address it to Captain D. Chapman, 9th Battalion, 3rd Brigade, Intermediate Base, Cairo, Egypt. Farewell for the present. Your loving brother, Duncan.